On today's show, why new car buyers still like going to the dealer, GMC lifts the veil on the new Terrain, and do you know what kind of all-wheel drive system this is? All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for March 31st of 2015. GMC pulled the wraps off the mild refresh of its compact SUV, the Terrain. The most noticeable difference when compared to the old one is the C-shaped chrome accents on the lower portion of the front and rear bumpers. Other highlights include new wheel designs, exterior color options, and technologies and better materials standard on lower trim levels. The 2016 model goes on sale this fall, with pricing to be announced around that time. When the new Toyota RAV4 Hybrid and Lexus RX debut later this week, they'll be the first vehicles in the company's lineup with new, low-cost automated braking packages. The company says the safety packages will be offered on nearly all Toyota and Lexus models and trims by the end of 2017. In addition to pre-collision braking, the packages include lane departure warning, automatic high-beam lights, and adaptive cruise control. The Toyota safety packages range in price from $300 to $500, while Lexus customers will have to pay an extra $500 to $635 for the safety upgrades. Toyota will make the packages available to several unnamed models later this year. And we'll be back with a new barn find right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Michigan lithium-ion battery company Xalt Energy, which used to be part of Dow, just signed an agreement with China's HK Group to produce batteries for its electric buses. The multi-year contract is valued at $1 billion and will create 300 new jobs. Production is slated to begin later this year. The batteries will be built in Michigan and then shipped to China. The buses will then be leased to municipalities throughout the country. Automakers are looking to cut weight anywhere they can from vehicles, and that's why supplier TRW just introduced its next-generation seatbelt buckle that offers weight and packaging advantages. When compared to previous systems, it's about 15% lighter and 20% smaller. The new buckle can be made using fully automated or semi-automated manufacturing processes, and all current attachment concepts can be reused. While most of the news over the next several days will be all about New York Auto Show reveals, let's take a moment to dive into the viewer mailbox and have a little fun. Elias sent in this picture of a 3-driveshaft all-wheel drive system he had never seen before and thought it might make a good barn find. We figured it out after a little bit of web searching, but is this a setup you recognize? Dust off that old file, get some of those brain synapses firing, and then leave us a comment below. Coming up next, believe it or not, most customers still like the in-dealership experience. We'll have more about that right after this.
Bridgestone Tires perform best when you need it most.
Like when golf commentator David Faraday is on his way to work.
Let's go!
David has the Bridgestone Turanza tires.
A Norway drive.
Engineered with Serenity technology to absorb road noise for a quiet ride.
So quiet. Is this a golf whisper?
No.
This is a golf whisper.
Well, the New York Auto Show might have unofficially kicked off Sunday night with Lincoln's big Continental Bulletin, but reporters didn't have to wait until Wednesday's official first day for the next newsmaking auto event. In the heart of New York's Fashion District, one of the leading internet aggregators for selling cars, Atlanta-based Auto Trader, unveiled its newest study for examining consumer buying habits with some surprising results. Following his presentation to media from across the country, the Autoline team caught up with the man in charge for a closer look inside the study.
Jared Rowe is the president of Auto Trader, which has just completed a study called The Car Buyer of the Future. And Jared, sounds like you found some very interesting things of how people would like to change the car buying process.
Absolutely. And while consumers want to change some aspects of it, what was really interesting is the pieces that they still value. Consumers very much still value the in-dealership process. They value the salesperson more than I think a lot of folks would understand or appreciate. They also really value the test drive. Now, they do want us to see us evolve these processes a little bit. However, the in-dealership experience is critical to the overall sales process.
What you're saying goes against what people's perception is, that, you know, people don't really want to talk to salespeople. They've done all their research on the internet. They know what they want. But you're saying that's not the case.
Yes, that's what we found, is that while consumers still do want to do all their research, 16.7 hours on average online, or I'm sorry, overall, with 75% of that being online, when they get into the dealership, they want to know more about the vehicle. They want to learn about it. They want to drive the vehicle, which, again, I think is great for us as an industry because it's how you build value in the product.
What do you think that dealerships can learn from your study?
You know, a couple of things. One is that low price doesn't always win. We've seen that. Good salespeople will beat low price. The other thing is that they really need to think about how they can digitize some of the low value aspects of the transaction, mainly in finance. When you think about it as an industry, about half of our time when a consumer shows up at the dealership is spent in finance, with only half of the time then being spent in building value in the product. When you think about it from a consumer perspective, they value the test drive. They value understanding the product much more than they do the financing. So those are the pieces of the transaction that if we can push online and have them be more digitally enabled, it'll actually increase consumers' overall satisfaction with the shopping process.
So what it sounds like is consumers would rather do more of the F&I online by themselves so that they can spend time at the dealership learning more about the car.
That's exactly right, John.
And it's got to be with all this new technology coming into cars, that's what they want to learn about.
Yes, absolutely. They want to know about safety. They want to know about technology. They want to know about miles per gallon. They want to know about performance, all these things. Cars today are much more complex than they were just, say, 5-6 years ago, and they're much better than they were 5-6 years ago. So why wouldn't we as an industry highlight that, focus it? We spent all this time and money improving these vehicles. We should spend time and money selling them that way.
Real quick, dealerships who are watching this interview right now, where can they get this information?
They can get this information at autotrader.com. We've got a whole dealer area within our site where they can download this information, and we'd love to share it with them.
Jared Rowe, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, John.
And remember, the team is in New York all week sending back reports for Daily as well as coverage from the New York show. Look for our Autoline on the Road interviews on the hottest cars from New York starting Wednesday. That wraps up today's report. Thank you for watching.